works here in West Seneca.
We all work, and that's what's made the difference.
Joe Cantafio is a high school social studies teacher. He also serves as president of the West Seneca Teachers Association. He praises both school superintendent Mark Crawford and school board members for supporting what teachers are accomplishing in their classrooms.
We're very, very fortunate to have a superintendent and a school board that always put kids first. And when you build those relationships with the community, with the students, with the families, everything that comes along that are challenges, you can work through because we all have the same goals and outcomes in mind.
The district is actually one of the largest in the Western New York region. It reaches the towns of not only West Seneca, but Cheektowaga, Orchard Park, and Hamburg.
You know, we have a very unique socioeconomic situation where we have students from very low socioeconomics and very high socioeconomics. Being a first-ring suburb, we have students from Orchard Park and students from the city. And putting those together and being able to work with all those students, I take great pride in.
West Seneca parents and students have been very vocal against state assessments, having some of the highest opt-out rates in the state. Cantafio supports those efforts as teachers fight for changes to Common Core and ties to teacher evaluations.
They did their homework, and they stood up. And I was very proud that as a district, our school board, our teachers association, our administrators, and our community came together and said, we know what's best for our community, we know what's best for our students, and don't tell us these tests are good for kids. And once those tests are diagnostic and prescriptive and are good for kids, then we're going to support them. But until then, you're not going to do that to our students.
Cantafio displays a true pride for his teaching. Earlier this year, he was recognized for it by the West Seneca Chamber of Commerce, who named him the 2016 Educator of the Year. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.